Worship Radio 247. David's Daily Devotional.
Welcome to the Daily Devotional. We're doing a series on submission to God, and today is part 10. And we're going to look into Scripture. Turn with me to 1 Corinthians. And we're looking in chapter 15 and verse 27 onwards, and it says this. And this is Paul talking to the church in Corinth. He says, "For the scriptures say, God has put all things under his authority." Of course, when it says all things are under his authority, that does not include God himself, who gave Christ his authority. Then when all things are under his authority, the Son will put himself under God's authority, so that God, who gave his Son authority over all things, will be utterly supreme over everything, everywhere. That's going to happen in the end times, because Paul is talking about the end times. In the previous verse he says, "And the last enemy to be destroyed is death." He's talking about the end times here. But if that is the end times, why are we wasting our time? Why are we messing around? God is supreme authority. And actually, whether we are saved or whether we're not saved, it makes not a ha'porth of difference. It makes no difference at all, you see. And this is the amazing thing about submission to God, and this is why I wanted to do this particular series. Because as we look at God's authority, at this moment in time, many would say, well, if you're not saved, then God is not in authority over you, simply because you do what you want, you go where you want, you say what you want. But the point is, he is in authority. Because when we are here no longer, and that day of judgment comes, we'll soon find out who's in authority. And I, for one, don't want to be on the wrong side of that. I tell you, when that final judgment comes, and God is sitting in that judgment seat, or some might say the mercy seat, I wonder how merciful he will be to people who have turned his back on God all of these years. All of their lives, they've kept turning their back because they have not recognized God as being the one in authority. I don't believe, beloved, that we have a choice in this. I believe we must put God where he needs to be put, and that is in a place of authority. I know this. My Heavenly Father has authority over me, just as when I was a child, my earthly father had authority over me. When I was a kid, there was no way that I was ever going to try and defy my father to his face. No way at all. I used to try and do things to get away with stuff. I would be naughty, I was a bit rebellious, but always when my father was there before me, in front of my face, and I was called into his office, oh my goodness, then I felt his authority. Then I knew his authority. And it wasn't because he beat me or he beat me into submission. No, I just recognized it. I just knew it when I was in front of him. I recognized my dad's authority. And beloved, I'm telling you today, I recognized my Heavenly Father's authority without any shadow of a doubt. And that is why this subject of submission to God is so important. Do we submit to God? We're finding out here right now in 1 Corinthians, where Paul is talking to the church in Corinth, and actually what he's doing is he is putting them right because they're making all sorts of mistakes. That is why he is insisting on putting them right. He's been there and he's now sending them a letter and saying, look, you're really getting all of this wrong. Let me try and tell you again. And so Paul starts to lay it out, if you will. And right now, he's looking at the end times. He says in verse 22, just as everyone dies because we all belong to Adam, everyone who belongs to Christ will be given a new life. But there is an order to this resurrection. Christ was raised at the first of the harvest. Then all who belong to Christ will be raised when he comes back. After that, the end will come, when he will turn the kingdom over to God the Father, having destroyed every ruler and authority and power. For Christ must reign until he humbles all his enemies beneath his feet, says Scripture. And the last enemy to be destroyed is death. And then Paul goes on to say, for the Scriptures say, God has put all things under his authority. Beloved, that is going to happen, as I say, whether we like it or whether we don't. There is no choice. I don't know how you feel. I don't know whether you're listening to this radio station completely by mistake. You've turned it on, you want to see what it's all about, and you've heard the music and you've been drawn to it, but you don't know God as your Lord and Savior. And you're thinking, where is this guy getting off saying I've got to be under authority of God? I'm not getting off anywhere. I am telling you the truth. I am telling you the truth, beloved. Whether you want to hear it or not, it is the truth. That God will be and is in authority. We've seen this before. We've seen it many times. I brought many words on this, actually. That God Almighty is in authority and always will be in authority. At the name of Jesus, says Scripture, every knee will bow and every tongue confess. It's absolutely vital that we understand this. And actually, think about it this way. I want to give you another example here. If you're in authority, then the pressure's on you. If God is in authority, the pressure is no longer on you. I think about that now and I think, God is in authority over me. The pressure is now not on me because he is in charge. He's my boss. What he says goes. Whether I like it or not, whatever my Almighty Father says goes. And I would be foolhardy to not take any notice of what he's saying to me. Now you may well say to me, well, how does God talk to you? God talks to me in a variety of ways. One of the biggest ways that my Father talks to me is through his word. And as I read this scripture, I know Almighty God is speaking loudly and clearly, saying that whether I like it or not, he is in authority. I can see my earthly father standing before me when I was a child, and I can see him saying to me, you know, whether you like it or not, I'm your dad. You can't change that. You can't do anything about it. You might not like what I say to you, and you might not like what I do sometimes. But it's not down to you, it's down to me. Because I'm your father. And I can see my heavenly father almost saying the same thing. It is down to me. Why? Because I am your father. And if you listen to me and obey what I tell you, your life will be abundant. Jesus came to bring life and life in abundance when he came on this earth. And that is what he's trying to do for you. You see, if we turn to God and keep our eyes firmly fixed on him, then we will have an abundant life. Why? Because the Bible says so. And I believe what Scripture says. That is why we need to submit to Almighty God. And we need to have Almighty God as our Heavenly Father, beloved. We don't have a choice in this. We do not have a choice. Do you know the Lord God Almighty as your Heavenly Father? Do you know Him as your Dad? Well, if you don't, I want to introduce you. Because here is a man, here is a God that loves you so very much that 2,000 years ago He sent His own Son to die on the cross at Calvary so that you may be saved. He loves you so much that He gave up His precious Son. I ask you now in Jesus' name to turn your eyes toward Jesus. Turn your eyes toward the Father and just say these words, Lord God, I love You. Heavenly Father, I submit to You. In Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah and glory to God. Thank You, Jesus, for what You have done yet again on this daily devotional. Thank You for Your word, Lord. And I give You the honor and the glory and the power that is due Your name. In Jesus' name, amen.